From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Thousands gather to say a final goodbye to former heavyweight boxing champion Muhammad Ali. Ali made his final journey through his hometown Friday in a funeral procession for the man known as the greatest, as thousands of mourners lined the streets of Louisville, Kentucky. Ali's nine children, his wife, two of his ex-wives, and other family members joined the motorcade. Fans chanted Ali's name, ran alongside his hearse, tossed flowers at the hearse, and scattered rose petals along its path. The three-time world heavyweight boxing champion died last Friday at 74. A public memorial service with former President Bill Clinton, comedian Billy Crystal, and broadcaster Bryant Gumbel delivering eulogies is scheduled for later Friday. U.S. President Barack Obama has approved a wider role for the U.S. military in Afghanistan to help local forces battle the Taliban. The new plan, which follows months of debate, will allow for increased airstrikes against the Taliban when necessary. More generally, it will give U.S. forces more flexibility in how they partner with Afghan forces. An administration official said the plan will provide greater opportunities for U.S. forces to accompany and enable Afghan conventional forces, both on the ground and in the air. The official said that U.S. forces will be able to provide close air support to Afghan ground units and accompany and advise them on the ground. The plan does not involve more U.S. ground troops. For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.